So now that we have a simple life, you see, we have more time. More time means more meditation, more wisdom. More time also means more charitable action, yeah, more happiness to everyone around us and for ourselves. You see? Yeah. More time also means less work, yeah, more healthy, yeah, more time for family members,
yeah,
yeah, more happiness within marriage and family. You see? You see, so much good comes out of this spiritual practice. If the whole world people knew, they would forsake everything except to do meditation and follow our way of life. Because this is really the only way of life that we should follow. Not that we forsake every other way of life, but by following this way of life, we improve in every other way of life. And we enhance all kinds of other ways of life that we couldn't have time for before. No?
Mm.
So, when you work less, you have more health. And that even saves more money. More money means you could go on retreat sometimes and recuperate your spiritual state and your health state, yeah, okay. And then the money you save, you can help other people, you see. Before, you thought you didn't have money to even do charity work. Now look, you do it everywhere. Nah? You help America, you help Argentina, you help
Chile,
you help Afghanistan, you help, what, honey?
Africa,
yes, yes. You have everywhere, huh? And look, it's the same money you earned before. Not only you can help, but you can help time for yourself so that you can even recover yourself from anything that you lacked during busy hours of working, serving the world, yeah? And more and more. And you become wiser, kinder, yeah, more affectionate, more loving, more tolerant, more understanding. So much more has become of you. You become richer and richer, both in inside, outside. And you look even better also, younger. Stay younger longer and have less illness. Even if you have illness, you recover quickly, yeah? Everything is so good, so good. Just because it's a good way of life. And the only way of life, the kingdom of God's way of life. Follow the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God and everything will come into fulfillment. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So this is the practice of the Bible and the Buddhist doctrine. There's nothing else to do but to practice it. See? The Buddha emphasized compassion, wisdom, love. You have it all. Lord Jesus emphasized the kingdom of God, of course. Love thy neighbor, yeah. The kingdom of God, love the enemy. The kingdom of God means you have wisdom, yeah. You achieve the kingdom of God. You contact the kingdom of God means you are wise like God, or God-like at least, yeah, or more and more toward God. You have it all. Whatever Bible names, demands, or emphasizes, you have it. You see, the more you practice this, the more you have it. And that's how you look happy, 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 just to see the same old woman again, again, again. Just 5 minutes ago, you saw her again. And if I let you come to my house every day, I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, maybe it's good also to see each other sometimes only. Huh? So you can recover yourself, have time for yourself also, no? Because otherwise, well, what do we do every day if we see each other every day? And we become like married couples, just quarrel. Quarrel over kids or dogs or whatever. Yeah. It's also nice if you want that. You want that you could see me, you know, whenever you want.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yes, yes.
That would be cool?
Yes.
Then who's working? Yeah, what? What is it? Hi. Oh, just hi, okay. Good, good. That's good.
Master, we have an extra room.
You have extra room? For what?
You can move in.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Everybody has, right? Everybody has an extra room. You go out and pitch a tent in the garden and leave me your room. That's you would do that. I know that. Yeah. Okay, anyway. I was thinking if I have just a, you know, a small place or near the sea or something, I, you know, like we just discussed, maybe you could come 100 at a time. But then I don't know if it's fun for you.
Yes.
It would?
Yes.
But what if you come over 100, then what do I do? Because I could not control the number, you know.
Lottery.
Oh, my God. It becomes more and more funny. Lottery, huh? My God. Some lucky people keep coming again and again. Or maybe they cheat, you know. Yeah, that won't do, huh? Or we come like by a nation. What? One center at a time. Oh, my God. You don't know how many up in Taipei Center. You don't know how many people are in Los Angeles Center. You don't know how many people. They will sink my house. And the neighbors, you know. Hey, in America, you have to consider neighbors. I cannot just do anything. That's why we also still stick here. It's good here because it's a camp. Yeah? It's good, and people know that we gather here. And since we're always quiet, yeah, and disciplined and clean, people accept, yeah. But it has been a tradition before. It has been a youth camp, yeah, for the children to come here in summer. Mm. So I leave the name. You still leave the name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's better. It's better. It's good. It's good like that. Mm. All right. Mm. It looks like we don't have much solution, huh? Well, then if you can come any time like that, then you come all the time, and what to do? It's not about me. Your family will complain. Huh?
Yeah.
Do we have any solution? You don't have family, of course. I'm not talking about you, but many people. Huh? Would it be trouble? Huh? No, huh? Okay. Okay. They like it? They like to get rid of you? Oh. Then I don't like to have you either. I don't know what I get, no? Okay. Well, if your family doesn't want you, what might you think I would? Hmm? Yeah. I always want you. No problem. Huh? No matter what. It's okay. Forget yourself and you'll be healed. All right? Oh, we'll talk about that. Just forget it, forget it. Okay? Forget it, forget it. You look healthy, you look good. Don't she look good?
Yes!
Stand up. Look at her, look at her. Everybody, look at her, look at her. No, thank you. I don't accept you. It's okay. Oh, okay, okay. That, okay. My goodness. Here you are. Are you okay? I don't know. No, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You. Được, 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 được. No, đeo anytime. Yeah, đeo ở đâu cũng được, lúc nào cũng được. Được, đi đâu cũng được hết. Ôi dù, không có gì đâu mà tưởng tượng nhiều quá. Nè, 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 đem về. Only good people should go in the kitchen and cook. Understand this? If you think too much of yourself and you think you have too many problems, you stay away from the kitchen. All right? Mm-hmm. If you forget yourself, you recover better. You always concentrate on yourself, you'll be in more trouble. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, okay. You have left me a long time, that's why. Just came back, it doesn't recover so quick. Mm-hmm. Just continue this way. Đi bỏ sư phụ mấy năm rồi lại thành ra nó thôi thôi tự nhiên cứ tiếp tục tu thì nó hết, đừng có bỏ chạy tới chạy lui hoài. Thì bỏ Phật thì ma nó lại chứ giờ ai nữa, trong thế giới này chỉ có hai người thôi, một là Phật hai là ma hả. Mình theo Phật thì ma nó không có lại, mình theo ma Phật không có lại. Yeah, wow, you understand Vietnamese? Cool. I told her she should not continue leaving me and
coming
back now and again like that, because she had problem before and she came already and then she left me many years and she just came back recently, so it doesn't go so quick. Yeah, it doesn't recover like that so quick, because the ghost said, this is my person, my house, you know, and the Buddha will not force anybody to come out of the house unless they're willing, so it takes some time. I said she should not, you know, leave. Because if she leaves, then the ghost will come. Because I say there are only two forces in this world, Buddha and the negative Maya. If you follow the Buddha, the negative Maya cannot come. If you follow the Maya, the Buddha will not come. So it's only two choices. And very easy. Make up your mind and you'll be cool. Yeah? Otherwise, if you keep coming, going, it confuses your mind too. Yeah? It should have become better already if she sticks to this path, but she left. Anyway, all right. I don't blame you. I'm just trying to make you better. Yeah, but you have to let me. Eh? You have to let me. If you don't listen to the doctor and take the medicine, how can you blame the doctor or how can you get better? No? Eh? Okay. Especially, you know, this is a good doctor. Yeah. Yeah, I also go to recommended doctors, you know, for my animals also. Yeah, but sometimes you cannot always choose, so you go to any emergency. But it's okay for normal things. But if you know it's a good doctor, you go there, right? Yes, every area has some good doctor who is famous, who is good, who is kind, who is a cool hand. Yeah, cool-handed. That means a good one. And you can always trust, then you should go there, huh? Because sometimes you go to a not too good doctor, he doesn't know how to treat you very well. He could treat a common cold, perhaps. But if he cannot treat something deeper, then you're wasting your time and money all the time. And not only that, you waste your health and you endanger yourself. Huh? Okay. Spiritual practice is not a joke. Huh? If you have chosen a path and you know it's right, stick to it. Yeah? If not, of course, then you go back to... the dangerous are not really just kind of overwhelming negative power somewhere else, then of course there is a consequence, huh? It's better you come back than never. It's good, so, but be patient. Huh? It's okay to shop around, but don't shop too long, because if you look too long, you have nothing. Your stomach will be empty, you know? You keep looking and buy nothing. Huh? Also, we have a problem. When we shop too much, we go outside, we buy anything except the thing we need. Finally, we realize we think we need the shop's clothes. Yeah. Or we go out, you know, go without food. Yeah. It happens, huh? When we go to the supermarket, we are so distracted, so attracted by all kind of things handy by. Even before you pay at the cashier, they also put all kinds of small things handy next to it. Chocolate, all those tempting things, you know. Even horoscope books, chewing gum, anything small that you cannot resist. They put it everywhere already. But next to the cashier, they do put things. And then you keep, you know, buying and buying and buying. And when you come home, you have bought so many things that you didn't even buy the thing that you need because you forgot it. It happens, huh? So don't shop too long, huh? Make sure you focus on what you want in life. What you want, okay? Not what they sell. If what you want is realizing how great you are and to get in touch with your true self, then you have to go to the shop where they sell this thing. Hey, there's a Supreme Master Ching Hai shop. I heard that she sells this stuff. Guarantee. Yeah. Satisfaction. Money back guarantee. You know why? Because you don't have to pay anything. No need for money back, no. What I mean, this is guaranteed forever, for eternal use, you see? Most of the stuff, they don't guarantee. Yeah, awesome stuff, they guarantee 1 month, 2 weeks, 1 year, 2 years, but not guarantee forever like this. Yeah, so it should be good, huh? Especially you don't even have to pay for it, huh? Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.